And if you wanted someone to give you an apple, how could you say that?
Please give me an apple.
Okay. Okay, and if some kids had done something, I'd say it wasn't these boys, it was...
those other boys.
Okay, all right. And I'd say, if someone asked me where somebody lived, I'd say, it's not here, it's...
over there.
Okay, all right. And don't do it that way, but...
do it this way.
Okay. If you could hear something very well, what would you say?
Hmm.
If you could hear something very well, what would you say?
Couldn't, I just didn't hear what you say.
Would you say, what's that?
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
Yeah, okay. You'd say, what's that, maybe? What did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If we're talking about rich and poor, you'd say, a rich man has an easy time, but a man that's
is poor
has a
hard time.
Okay, all right. A man that's poor
has a hard time.
Would you say a man what's poor or a man that's poor?
I say what?
A man that's poor.
Or that.
A man that's poor or a man what's poor?
Oh, what's poor? That.
What would you mean?
A man what's poor. That's poor. See, we don't have to say that.
Okay, fine.
But I don't always agree that the rich man had an easy time.
No, I don't. That's right. And sometimes he makes things hard for himself.
Yes,
too.
Yeah.
Okay, suppose there was some... you wanted to ask who owned that car over there. You'd say... oh, I was asking you, and you'd say...
he owns it, too.
He, the what? The man?
The man.
Who?
Owns the car.
Okay, all right. Or?
Mr. Jones, whoever it is the man that owns that car. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Suppose my father was poor, but down the road there was a boy, lived a boy whose father was rich. You'd say, he's a boy whose father is very rich. How would you say that, you think?
No, this boy has a rich father. His father is very rich.
Okay. So what do you call the little business, little thing inside a cherry?
Seed.
Okay, and inside a peach?
The seed also. Peach seed.
Okay.
Country, you call that mostly.
Okay. And what are there two kinds of peaches?
Alberta peach.
What the kind that it's hard to get the stone away from?
Oh,
it?
The king freestone.
Uh-huh.
And the king seed.
Freestone and?
King.
And the cling, would you call it cling stone or cling seed?
Cling seed, as I was saying, cling seed, it clings to the seed.
Okay, good. All right, now what, after you eat an apple, what's left?
The core.
Okay. Have you ever heard of drying apple, little pieces of apple for cooking them, dried?
Dried apples, dried peaches.
Okay, do you have a name for them, a special name, kind of a German name?
No, I don't know anything but just dried apples.
Snits, S-N-I-T-S,
snits. Okay. I've always heard it as dried apples and dried peaches.
Okay, what's the nut that grows underground? Jimmy Carter has them.
The nut that grows peanuts.
Mm-hmm. You usually call them just peanuts?
Ground peas, ground.
That's right.
Ground peas.
Okay.
Goobers.
Mm-hmm. Those are all mean the same thing to you?
Peanuts.
Okay.